according to the cloud now.
Hey,
Oh,
Greg,
I
that
know what
desk,
not to do.
The snakes are just, it must be a whirlwind. It has nothing to do with the gamble itself. It's just included in the box.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That always happens, you know? But
I
thank
mean,
you,
$7,000
Greg.
A good price for that?
Yeah,
that?
It's reasonable. It's a little high, but not now that they're popular again.
Yeah.
Should have kept it to myself.
Yeah.
Yes, you should have. That's what happens, you know, when you once you get popular, you know, people start copying you. And I have that on great authority that that's the truth, because it's happening to us like crazy, you know. So, you know, they say that the most sincerest form of David, I got to mute you. Sorry, buddy. They say that it is the most sincerest form of a compliment when people emulate you. And I'm just tired of the compliments right now. I'd rather people don't emulate me anymore. I don't need those kind of compliments.
It's
yes,
flattery.
Flattery, flattery, flatter me, please, you know. But
well,
the
how the
reality
music
is,
system and the internet was built, you know. Copy on the other guy. Oh, yeah.
Well, look at, you know, I just read a story about the Beatles, about John Lennon, one of his songs that they were arguing that if they didn't slow down the tempo, Chuck Berry would sue them.
Right.
So they slowed down the tempo and Chuck Berry sued him anyway. You know, I forgot which one it is, you know. Interesting side note, Lou Reed said that he didn't like the Beatles. He says, but he thought that John Lennon's best song was Mother, you know, so... pretty cool, you know, all that. Oh, by the way, let's introduce ourselves. We are the Current Event Show, and this is our 184th meeting. And welcome, panel. Welcome, everybody. Just remember, whatever you hear today is an opinion, so do your own research. If you weren't in on the pre-meeting, which you weren't because you can't see it on social media because we don't start recording till 5:05 West Coast time, you missed what a conversation you missed. I can't even tell you how good it was. I mean, mind blowing, right? 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 Right?
You don't look a show. You don't look a show over 183, Jan.
That's right. That's right. That's it. Thank you. You know, just remember, don't look a gift show in the mouth, and that's it. You know, that's it. I've been studying expressions lately. Anyway, blah blah blah. Enough rambling. Dave, what's going on, man? Tell us about that cruise ship and where's it headed.
Okay, well, I'm in Mexico, off of Cabo San Lucas. On a beautiful ship, the Royal Caribbean, and this is our Mexican consolation cruise for not being able to go on a European river cruise in August. So we said, well, let's just go on a cruise anywhere. And when you live in LA and you can drive right to the ship, you do that. And you go to Cabo, you go to Puerto Vallarta, and you go to Mazatlan with 3 sea days.
Now, did they let you off the boat or the ship? Excuse me, do they let you off?
Well, yeah. In Cabo, it's tenders, so you have to take a tender into the harbor. But in Puerto Vallarta and Mazatlan, they dock and just get off the ship. And you have the day in wherever it is. So we have today in Cabo San Lucas. It's a beautiful day, 81 degrees, and we're, you know, in a very picturesque area.
Did you swim with the dolphins?
The dolphins?
Yeah.
We heard there were dolphins and whales here, but we haven't seen any of them.
No, there's a place right off across from the port where you can swim with the dolphins. It's a huge tank.
Oh, swim with the dolphins. No, we didn't. We were barely going to get off the ship because we've been here before.
Have you ever been swimming with a dolphin?
No. Nope.
So the thing about swimming with a dolphin is you think that it would have some kind of give to the skin like a person does, like there'd be some flesh. It's exactly like a football. It's hard as a rock with a little bit of a grainy texture, which was very surprising to me.
So they let you in the tank to swim with the dolphins? You know, because when I went to swim with the whale sharks, they said you can't touch the whale sharks. They don't want human. But that was in the ocean when I went swimming with the whale sharks. But they do let you touch the dolphins.
Oh, yeah, you get right in with the dolphins. I was in there with my little daughter, you know, this is a long time ago, and she got to ride on the dolphin and the whole deal. I mean, it probably would never happen in the States, especially now.
No.
Then,
yeah.
Sure, get the tank with the dolphins. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, the big thing in the Tampa Bay area right now is, I mean, everybody's flocking to see the manatees because we had this big cold front that came through. So it was like 40 degrees. And down just south of Tampa, there is a big power plant. And so all the all the manatees on the West Coast, because the water was so cold and the air was so cold, they flocked to the output of this power plant. And last night there were 476 manatees just hanging out in the warm spa water, you know, from the warm water coming off the coming off the steam generators from the power plant. It was really cool.
You got to be careful, Greg, because you know a lot of people in Florida in the winter are actually from Jersey, and so that might just be a euphemism for swimming with the fishes.
No, that's on the East Coast. West Coast is totally different.
Really? And now the West Coast is totally different. And you really don't have to worry about, you know, people coming out there and protesting that it was only the manatees and not the hurricanes that were there as well. You know,
yeah.
That, hey, just manatees. Oh, my God. Boy, why the hurricanes? Why don't you have some hurricanes? By the way, speaking of pets, and not that the manatees are pets, but they are for some people. Could you see the logo? Our dog with a beard. Well, for you guys that own dogs, I got some good news, or maybe bad news, whichever it is, that there are now scientists that have figured out a way, and now it's through the FTC here in the United States, that they are going to be introducing ways to increase the longevity of your dogs, which will give a few more years. There is a little bit of concern over the fact that as dogs get older, they have frailties such as arthritis or other maladies. You know, they sleep a lot, whatever. But we can keep these pets a little bit live, a little bit longer for us, and that's what they're working on. So,
is Barbara Streisand the chairman of the board? Didn't she clone her dogs?
Yes, did you she say cloned her dogs.
Yeah. Cloned, C-L-O-N-E-D?
Yes.
Or clothed, C-L-O-T-H-E.
C-L-O-N-E-D.
Well, there you go. Thank you, Barbara, for, hey, they're cloning everything.
I don't know. I was trying to be as funny as you can. You are, Jan, and of course, I failed.
Well, then you see, you've achieved your goal then.
Yeah.
Jan, I have a question. When did you swim with shark whales?
Whale sharks. When I was in the Philippines. Sharks. I swim with sharks every time I go down to the strip in Las Vegas. You know, the sharks are everywhere. Whale sharks was in a little island called the Queen Island in the Philippines, Cebu. And up in Oslo, which is a little city on the coast, on the western coast, up about halfway up the coast, they have the whale sharks. There's only a few places in the world where the whale sharks come and visit. And it was amazing. I mean, basically, these things are huge. The mother was the size of a school bus. And they are so fast. And they are so gentle. And they are so agile that they know where you are and they're able to maneuver away so that you can't touch them if they don't want to be touched. It's impressive. They are very, very impressive creatures. And they're mammals. They're the largest mammal in the world, whale sharks. So they're fish. Fish. There you go. Do your own research. Whale sharks, yeah. Do your own research.
Yeah, I thought the blue whale was the largest mammal, but I could be wrong.
Anyway, before we go any further, I want to talk about the show, the current event show. I want to talk about this because basically I have been talking with Tina about this and I realized that current events, you know, there's so many current events things and we can keep some current events in the show. But more than anything else, I think this show is more about thinking out loud. We're just thinking out loud. We're talking about whatever we want to talk about anytime we want to. And so starting next week, unless anyone in this room really objects, I am going to change the name of the show to Thinking Out Loud with Friends. And so basically, so we could think about whatever we want. I really believe that all of us could write a book. And so there's going to be stories we'll talk about our lives that people will say, man, you guys should write a book about that. And that's what I think. So I'm putting it up for a vote. Of course, you guys, it's like being a stockholder in a company where you have the minority share. So no matter what you vote, it doesn't make a difference because I've got the majority vote. But that's what I'm thinking. So starting next week, unless you guys have some strong objections to it, we're going to go away from the format of current events into thinking out loud. And so basically we can increase because everybody has a thought, whether they know it or not, they are thinking human beings. And so starting next week, we're going to call the show Thinking Out Loud with friends.
So well, okay. Current events. Are you going to tell us about your wedding?
Yes, there is no wedding. There is no wedding. But did you guys see the pictures? So what happened was we were in Bangkok, and there is this famous temple called Wat Arun. That's Watarun. And we had heard about that. You could go to the temple, and there are costume rental shops, and you rent traditional Thai costumes so that you could walk around the temple looking as if you were there at the, you know, at the turn of the century in Thai costume. And then part of the costume rental is you get a professional photographer who has these certain spots that they take you to, and they, you know, it's just like, it's a mill. It's basically a mill of, you know, so everybody who goes there gets the same shots, but the difference is you're dressed. There's so many costumes that you could pick any costume you want. Bo did the picking, and then we went out in the photo shoot, and it came out really good. And so if you're following us on Facebook, you'll see that the costumes that we were wearing, and very traditional. But on the alternative side of the coin is that when you get married in Thailand, usually you dress in these traditional costumes. So people thought we got married. Got a lot of congratulations. But reality, we are getting married. We'd get married here in Thailand. But unfortunately, if we get married here in Thailand, that will postpone the visa process to the United States by a minimum of a year. So we would rather not wait 2 years for the possibility of getting a visa to the United States. So we're trying to get the one-year fiance visa, where Bo will have 90 days to get married in the United States with me, or return back to Thailand, no harm, no foul. So that's where we stand. But thanks.
Well, seeing that you live in Vegas, that could be like, you know, y'all will be still jet lagged and bang, right?
Well, just so you know, and of course, thank God Bo doesn't speak English well enough to understand what I'm about to say, but that's not going to be my plan. My plan is going to be spending as much single time as we can, and then at the very end of the 90-day cycle, get married. Because basically, I feel that I need to make sure that Bo can adjust to the United States. Most people can, but some people can't. There are some people that just really hate the lack of their own original culture. And believe me, Thailand is full of that culture. And Bo is from a rural area of a place called Supan. Google it. It's halfway up the coast from where we are, the southernmost tip, to Bangkok. So
just keep her away from the whale sharks on the strip and you'll be good.
That's it. Well, she hate, you know, I took her to Singapore and we went to the Resorts World, and she hated it. She just hated that casino. Did not like it at all whatsoever. Thank God for a little
bit. Fremont Street might not be her jam either then.
Yeah. But anyway, so that's it. So we're thinking out loud now. So, but I do have a few stories, and I do want to report a little bit of bad news. And that is Charlie Munger at 99. He would have been 100 New Year's Day. Charlie Munger passed away. That was Warren Buffett's junior partner, or the vice chairman of Berkshire Hathaway. And the interesting thing is that it turned out that Charlie Munger's net worth at death was $2.2 billion. And remember, he was the vice chair. And Warren Buffett's net worth is somewhere around $100 billion. Go figure. I wonder, you know, I mean, what, how much money do you get to in a point in your life where the more you have doesn't really make a difference to the less you have?
He's trying to have really? Melinda Gates give it all away. So,
yep.
Yeah, they're going to give it all away too. Warren Buffett is on track to give away all of his money to charities. But it's harder to give away than you think.
He's got Bill and Melinda doing it. Well, the foundation, not they're not together, but that right. foundation, is. He said they're better at it than he is. So he entrusted them to manage giving away his fortune.
Yeah. They do good work. They Bill
and Mackenzie.
Go ahead.
No, Greg, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are doing amazing things. Even just my experience interacting with them in the Kingdom of Bhutan, they just came in, you know, assessed the need, done. It was done. They eliminated a whole section of issues in the Kingdom of Bhutan, and it's done, and it's ongoing, and then they move on to the next issue. They are very, very good. Governments can learn a lot from them.
Well, speaking of charities, in regards to its gift giving, it was yesterday was Gift Giving Tuesday for charities. I have a little bit of problem donating money to charities. And maybe you guys have some ideas on that, because it seems that when I used to donate money to a charity in Las Vegas called Three Squares, where they would feed the people, but they abuse that. Once you donate money, you get a letter like every other day begging for more money. And then the worst thing is they sell their list to other charities. And next thing you know, you're getting 100 emails from 100 different charities begging for money. Is there any solution to that, to give anonymously?
No, give services. Thanksgiving, 4 a.m. Thanksgiving morning, I was down in Metropolitan Ministries stirring a pot in a commercial kitchen. And, you know, I spent 12 hours there running the kitchen, and they served 17,000 meals.
So there is
That's
a solution.
That's how I gave away.
So there isn't a solution.
Yeah, well, Greg,
stop them from contacting you when you donate.
Yeah, Greg, you're good at that, stirring the pot. You do it here every week. I love it. So,
yeah.
No, I didn't.
Is it easier on your arms than holding the parabolic over your head all day?
No, the parabolic has a chest mount. Okay, oh. So.
Oh, so you weren't using a parabolic mic to mix the, you know, to stir the system there.
No. I was using it was like an oar, you know. It's
very cool.
Hey, no. And then you go ahead and you pack the lunches. That's not part of it, but.
Was it like the oar that the Ted had on your boat trip?
Oh.
Well, it's nice to see you got
speaking of stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see, it would have been easier if you could have gone up and down like that rather than going around. You have a lot more experience doing it this way, you know?
God.
See.
That's what,
well, luckily, this group is not on the photo on the Kurt Hare Photoshop list as of yet.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, hey, that the one that you made on the boat, that was pretty cool. I like that.
Yes,
that was,
I think that's the best yet. Yeah, really, really.
You're getting better and better at Photoshopping, as I noticed that. As my comment was something along those lines about expertise of Photoshopping.
They need to stay pretty ghetto, or it's not funny. Ken was impressed, though. I think it's because of the credit he has.
And speaking of this, I really did get busted by NASA on one Photoshop issue. And
I took it down.
I know, but it's the internet, it lives forever, you know. Just like your comments, Jan, about waiting till the 89th day, it lives forever now on the internet.
Well, you know, that's the beautiful thing about this show, is that you don't know what the bullshit is and what the real is. That's it, you know. I mean, it's it's that, and that's the concept. You know, is it real, or is it an alternative reality, Or, you know, I mean, that's it. Is it an alternative fact? Could it be possible that what we're saying is not true?
Maybe you should call the show Sound Brokers Alternative Reality.
Yeah, I wanted to call it Bullshitting with Friends. That's what I wanted to call it. But I don't know if that title will get me anywhere, you know?
Yeah, and you probably wouldn't get past the YouTube filter, so.
Well, let's talk to an expert on this, Wayne Sims. He knows about bullshitting. All right, Wayne, what do you think?
I don't think I'm an expert on that, but I could probably make something
I like the
up.
Way, you see, he is. He comes right out and says, I don't think I'm an expert. Bullshit. Great job. Excellent. Excellent.
You know, I do excellent. Have something me right. to bring up, actually.
Go ahead.
I want to ask a question and see what y'all think about it. AARP has joined forces to offer VIP passes, early access to the Rolling Stones American Tour. Now,
that's
think
true.
About that for marketing. You know, AARP, for people who don't know that, is the American Association of Retired Persons. You can't be a member until you're 50 years old. So you get early access to tickets, and if you want to spend $2,500 for a VIP ticket, you can, for a show of the Stone, for a Stone show, if you have an AARP card. If you don't, it's $4,500.
Well, that's their demographic, and those are the people that have disposable income. So
yeah, like I just thought it was funny. Yeah,
well, sure.
Yeah,
well, it's sad, but the Rolling Stones are over 80 years old, and who would have thought that, you know, Keith Richards would have outlived, let's say, George Harrison, or a matter of fact, anybody, you know.
Listen, if we have a nuclear war, what's going to be left is a cockroach and Keith Richards. And, you know, he's going to say to the cockroach, you want to hit on this?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know what? That's your opinion, and it's a good opinion, you know? So, yep. Hey, you know, Keith Richards, because he's listening right now, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm
See,
sure
Wayne, you're right. Not the only one that could bullshit. I can do it too. You know, that's it. You know, it's a practice. I've tried to, I'm practicing my bullshit. There's a funny scene in The History of the World with Mel Brooks.
Oh, yeah.
With the woman who plays Maud, where she's on the uh-huh. he's on, she's like the unemployment line.
Did you
and
try
he
to bullshit this week? How many times did you try to bullshit this week?
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
that's funny. So, did you guys buy anything on Cyber Monday or Black Friday? Anybody buy anything?
Yeah, I bought a bunch of stuff.
What'd you buy?
I mean, practically, I bought a stove, and then I bought a television, and I bought a camera.
So a camera, I'm curious to know, because those are interesting items to buy in today's world. Now, the stove, I can understand. I guess you're replacing your stove in your kitchen, or you're right. Putting one in the bedroom so you don't have to go upstairs to cook?
It's in the garage.
Oh.
Did
oh,
you
can
order
cook
any
in the garage?
No, it's in the kitchen.
Blinds?
The oven went, and so it was time to get a new stove. So that was, you know, oh, good. It's Cyber Tuesday and Friday. Let's save some money on the stove. So we did that. And then we wanted a better TV in the bedroom, so we got a 4K TV in there. But I had lost my camera. And as good as phones are, I had a camera with a Nikon with a 35-1 optical zoom. Optical. And a flash, and no phone is going to come close to that. So for the right tool for the right job, you know.
Well, actually, the new iPhone 15 will actually outmax that.
Not even close. 35-1, Jay. You're going to get 10-1 out of an iPhone. So
you can go to Pro Grips and get some lenses to put them on an iPhone 15, and they get close.
Yeah. I just got the 15, but I'll still use my Nikon if I'm really seriously doing something.
How happy are you with the 15?
I like it. The battery lasts forever. It's really quick with things. But the weird thing is this: all the autocorrect is really weird. Like, it's way more difficult to type and text than it was before, because it changes everything all of the time. And it's supposedly it's learning how you like to text. So maybe in like a month, it's going to know my habits, but it's pretty frustrating at first, because it's changing a lot more of the things that I'm typing than I'm used to. So yeah, I have to really go back and read everything before I hit send.
Okay. So you can go into the settings and take off predictive text. You could just shut that off.
But
and that, you want that will it, help you a lot.
Why? But you want it though, but it there, like he said, there's a learning curve, right?
Yeah, there are two settings on the iPhone and texting.
I read a little thing. I haven't looked into it that much, but I read a little thing that says if you leave it on, eventually it will learn how you roll. And then it will start predicting stuff that you would really say.
Well, very cool. I wonder. Anyway, I know there's
just driving me a little nuts right now. So,
okay.
Well, the one thing I bought, to get back to the original question, the one thing that I bought for my iPhone 15, I got a Pro Max. There's a company called Pro Grip. I saw this, it was on sale, and I said, bang. And so I bought a bundle, and I saved like $400 on it. So that was my one thing. It's still not here yet. Otherwise, I'd have it. But it is really cool. So I can't wait.
I think you sent me the link on that. I think you sent me the link. Yeah. Basically, what it is it turns your iPhone into a camera. That's basically what it is. It's a grip that you can hold.
It has a DLSR grip on it with extra batteries. Plus, it also gives you the ability. They have a thing to put on all sorts of different lenses on your Pro 15. So
yeah, it's a really good. If you're going to be making a lot, if you're taking a lot of photos and you're using it to video shoot, then that is a great thing to have. That absolutely is a phenomenal thing to have for your phone, Pro Grip.
I just bought the Pelican anyway, because I'm a sound guy. Says Pelican.
Well,
that's cool.
Okay,
but it's hey, listen. Life. You can break it, and it'll replace it for life.
Yeah. That.
Hey, you know what? You know what you guys could do for me? There's a favor I could ask for you. I have an Amazon affiliate account, right? You guys know what this is, and we could do this for each other. Basically, we could all set up our Amazon affiliate accounts, and then we could buy stuff. You know, you go to the link from, you know, you go to the link on the affiliate. Doesn't cost you anything extra, and then whoever has the affiliate side gets a little taste, you know, peanut taste of it. But still, it's the ability to be able to do that. And so, if you guys want, we could share affiliate codes so that when we buy something on Amazon, we all get a little bit of credit. And you know, I would like to offer that up. I'll send you all an email with my affiliate link so you could buy something, you know, if you buy something on Amazon.
I think you should make that the Tina fund, since we already have the buy Jan a cup of coffee fund on the Sound Brokers website. So,
yeah. Well, if we ever get any money on that, I always share that with Tina as well. So.
I know.
What I'm waiting for is lifebroker.com, where you sell medical insurance for the entertainment industry.
Well, that's not going to happen. I'm 72. I'm not thinking about expanding my horizons. I'm thinking about shrinking my horizons, you know. But it's been frustrating. I don't know about you guys, but it's been really frustrating. And I'm sure you could all agree with me in regards to the way things are. COVID really changed everything, and not for the best, you know. What do you think, Greg? I mean, how's it affecting
your
life?
Well, with the insurance company, I mean, I'm right in the middle of it with Odie, you know, being they told me everything was fine, everything like that. And then I just got a bill for $28,000 for when they said I don't owe them nothing yesterday. And so, you know, I had to go and be ballistic. I mean, it's... You know, I'm channeling my inner stage manager where the opening act plays too long, you know, at Madison Square Garden. You end up unplugging plugging the ramps or whatever. I mean, it's crazy. I think the insurance companies nowadays are just out of control. You know, I'm talking health insurance. Property insurance here in Florida is ridiculous. I have a 1,000 square foot wonderful home here in Dunedin. I'm paying $7,000 a year in insurance for a 1,000 square foot home, 68 feet and a mile away from the water. It's ridiculous. So
yeah,
that's my rant against insurance companies.
Well, that's a good one, too. That's a good rant. By the way, I just read in the paper that you got to watch out for the fruit you're eating. Somehow somebody had some really bad fruit. They knew that they had bad fruit, and then they sold it to many, many different companies. And the fruit contains listeria. No, it's more than that. It's a lot of different fruits. So, you know, check your newspaper, check your local newspaper in Florida. Actually, it's I think it's all over the East Coast where this company who makes fruit, you know, and freezes it, knew that they had a bad batch of fruit and they didn't care because it was, I guess, too big a batch. So they decided that they take the shot and sell it anyway. And now it's in like all sorts of different fruits out there. And I know it's on the East Coast. And I remember definitely reading that it's from that they're selling it in Publix. And I know that that's a big supermarket chain in Florida.
Yeah. Now, I tell you what, that's one thing I miss about Thailand, Jan, is the fresh fruit. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
Now, Greg, Kurt, didn't you go to Tahiti recently?
Yeah, about this time last year.
How was the fruit? Do you remember the fruit there? Because I remember in the 80s, and I remember still the best pineapple I've ever eaten in my life was in Tahiti. Yeah,
it was pretty crazy good.
Yeah, really, really fresh. Great fresh, great fresh.
You know, the anyway, vodka kind of pulls it down a little bit, but.
So did you buy anything, Kurt?
Just Christmas stuff for my kids, mainly. So nothing.
Wow. See, that's really cool. You pre-thought it. I have a very hard time thinking in advance like that.
Well, it's hard because my kids are not little kids anymore. Like the youngest will be 18. So like, you know, my oldest, it's becoming more practical stuff, like kitchen stuff. You know, she's starting to like to cook and learn that kind of stuff. I guess that didn't fall far from me. And then my son, same kind of stuff, like music stuff. He wanted a sampler. You know, so it's like it's not toys anymore, it's things they'll actually use, which is kind of nice, but it's also much more expensive.
Right. Do you know what the number one requested gift is that when people are surveyed, what gift would you like to get? Do you know what the number one gift by far is that people request?
What?
Well, Greg, what would you like if I could give you a gift? What would you like? You're not going to get it. So just, you know, it doesn't matter. So,
fine.
So, yeah. You know, let it fly.
Take it to Bhutan.
Okay. Yeah. Kurt, what would be your number one gift?
A house in Bend, Oregon.
Uh-huh. David, what would you be? What would be your number one gift?
You're muted.
Oh. Well, he doesn't want anything. I love it. That's what I call a true friend, you know?
I dozed off for a minute. What's the question?
I said, what time of day do you take a nap? That was
right about now.
I said, if you had a choice of a gift, what would be your number one choice of a gift?
You mean to receive?
Yeah.
That's hard. A new car.
Can I change my answer?
Yes.
My answer. I would want a brand new set of blinds for David.
Yeah, David's on a ship.
It doesn't matter where he is. He's always like getting blasted by the sun. I don't know what he looks like in the shade.
Well, David, I'm going to make a recommendation to you as a gift that you should request. A gift certificate to Camo. Actually, you don't even need a gift certificate. It's free. You could use Camo free. And the reality is basically you'd be able to use, actually, you could use Continuity Camera because you have a Mac and an iPhone. And the quality of your picture would increase by about a million fold, to say the least. Now, and then Kurt wouldn't complain.
I've got a better idea. When I get home, I'm buying electric shades. It just goes down.
There you go.
I would love it. Then you could say, hey, Siri, close the shades.
That's exactly right.
So. The analog shades, David, the analog shades are still going to be warmer.
Warmer?
Yep.
Yes.
Well, I mean, he's in a good LA. Pit. Yeah.
It's an analog motor with a digital voice.
There you go. Digitally controlled analog shades.
All right, Wayne, what would be your gift?
David. 0111M0.
Well, I'd have a good health and a good QL5 or a Rivage.
Yeah, well, you see now, not that you don't know what you're talking about, you know, but the number one thing that people request, they say that on the highest thing of their gift list is gift cards. They want a gift card so that they could buy their own gifts.
But that's not a personal gift, you know?
I thought Wayne was going to say a lifetime supply of cornflakes.
Well, that'd be good too.
Or a trained wallaby, maybe a trained wallaby. You know, that would be a nice gift too, you know?
I would gladly accept an impersonal gift card, just to put it out there.
There you go. See, my favorite gift is just cash. You know, if you're going to give me something, give me some cash. You know, that's it. I don't care if it's impersonal or not. I'll take it. I'll take it in the right way. You know, it's the thought behind it. You know, it's not what it is.
Tell you though, Jan, I'm still mesmerized by your ever-changing background. So that was a wise investment. You're just going
that
from
little
blue
light,
green to... You know,
it looks like
it's called a NAND light. It's called the NAND light. I'll move out of the way so you could see it. Can you see it? There it is right there. It's called the NAND light, and it's the Pavo 2. It's about $89 on. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I will send you the affiliate link for it. And that way you can look at it.
There's Dan. Always wanting his cut.
You know, you don't have to buy it, but then you go somewhere else and then you buy it, you know? So, I mean, by the way, you know, one great gift is that you could give me a $50 bill because the government, the U.S. government, just printed more than 750 million $50 bills in last year. And the reason they did that is to, I don't know why they did it. I forgot. It was a reason that they printed so many $50 bills because I guess they wanted to get it into circulation because I guess the number one bill that people request is the $100 bill. There are more $20 bills than anything else out there. But 50 is an odd bill to have.
You can't, you know? I mean, it's superstitious. A lot of people won't, from Vegas, you should know this. You don't pay anybody with a $50 bill in Vegas. A lot of people, especially downtown, won't take them.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What is that, Wayne, you're showing?
That is a $1 Australian bill.
Well, there you go. And how many of those do you have in your wallet right now?
what's David got?
$2. David's got a $2 bill.
$2.
This one does... This one doesn't exist anymore. Hasn't existed for for years.
Yeah.
I just found it in the...
One of the things is I think that certain small bills, like coins, you know, like pennies, what's the purpose of pennies? You know, it's like there is no purpose for a penny anymore. You know, just no purpose whatsoever.
But in the song.
Except it creates jobs in Illinois. That's why we still have the penny, because it creates jobs in Illinois.
You can pay off your ex-wife with a dump truck full of them.
Yeah. Well, there is some debate whether or not you could use coins to pay off your bills, because it doesn't say on it. Like if you read a bill, it says good for public and private debt, but it doesn't say the same thing on a coin. So there is some dispute of whether you can do that.
I watched a guy buy a fifth of whiskey at the grocery store the other day with quarters. He had to count them all out. And I'm like, really?
Well, yeah, you think about how much.
Wait, do you think he owned the vending machine, Kurt? You think he owned the vending machine?
It was about a $4 or $5 bottle of whiskey. So I think it was all the money he had, and that's what he's going to spend it on.
And wherever he was buying it, they loved it because, you know, they always give out change. You don't buy a six pack of whatever. And it doesn't come out to an exact dollar after taxes.
I almost never carry actual currency of any kind anymore. I might have $20 in my car or something in case I forgot my wallet, run out of gas, but everything's the card at this point.
Jeez. I had when I visited Laos, I was warned by the people I was visiting, said, Greg, bring crisp $100 bills.
Well, that's different if you're out of the country. Yeah. Like if I go, like when I'm in Tahiti or anything like that, I always use only the American Express. Yeah. Because it's the one that you can get help and get your money back. I don't ever use anything but that.
Yeah. Well, there's places that don't take credit cards. So,
we were in little places in Cabo and they didn't want credit cards. We had, pesos for that kind of stuff, but at home, I don't bother with the cash, really.
Yeah. I mean, here in Thailand, everybody has a banking app. And basically, everywhere you go, you scan your banking app. You open up your phone. I can show you what I'm talking about. Really simple.
Are you orange, blue, or green on your bank?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, and then what you do is it opens up anywhere because it's on cell service, and sometimes it takes a little longer than others. And then on the bottom of the phone, you got a little button here that says scan, and you scan. Every place has a QR code, and you just scan it, and you plug in the amount, and then they take a picture of it after you pay it. On their phones, on the smaller places and on the bigger places, you just scan it and it puts the amount in as well. But everybody scans here. Credit cards are hard to use except in big businesses, such as, big grocery stores, movie theaters, all the shops and big mall will take credit cards. But that's it. Everywhere else is, people take cash. So and the governments really want that too. The governments want you to use your credit cards, and they want you to use that so that they can keep track of everything that you're spending.
So speaking of that, what do you think of this whole new iOS thing where you just put your phone next to somebody else's phone and it transfers?
Yeah, it's blown up so big. You got to literally touch your phones together.
And it has to be unlocked, and you have to prove the transfer and all that. I don't think someone can steal
everybody
your
blew it out of. Just like when RFID was first introduced, everybody said, oh, they're gonna get access to your banking app. Well, no, RFID, they can get access to your device, but you got to be stupid enough to to go ahead and put in all your credentials with stupid. I mean, I like that people are trying to educate other people to be to at least be conscious that could happen, but I think it was overblown a little bit, on all the reverberation chamber.
Well, the thing is that the Apple environment is completely locked up, as they say, because every app is sandboxed. So the other apps don't have any access to it except what you allow to have access to. I feel it's completely safe at this point in time until I feel that I got ripped off and there's, oh my God, I've been ripped off, you know, then I won't feel that way. Yeah, but
there's other ways to hack an Apple device, you know, I mean, through Wi-Fi. Boom.
Yeah.
And I can impersonate your bank and then get all your information. And then, you know, Jan gives Tina a $4 million bonus.
Well, one thing I can't understand, speaking of that, is where you think I'm going to get $4
million. All right.
I might borrow it from you, Greg. I promise. If you lend me $4 million, I promise I will owe you that money for the rest of my life and beat you out of a penny. I would never cheat you out of one penny. You know?
Can you get Tina a $4 million gift card? Did they go that high?
What's that?
They did. I could make one up for her. It wouldn't be good anywhere else, but it's Sound Broker, you know, she could, you know, I'll give her a $4 million gift dollar card for the access to our computer system. Right. You know? But I think she'd prefer,
would only be able to use that affiliate links to purchase stuff.
Yes, that's exactly.
Yeah.
I think Tina's going to be happy with just the paycheck. I think the paycheck works fine.
I was going to say, Jan, I can envision Tina driving down Las Vegas Boulevard, pulling a 16 by 20 stage behind her with Swarovski studs all the way around it.
Yeah, with the name Sound Broker emblazoned on the side, you know? That's it.
Oh, I'm just getting paid for advertising going up and down the boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah, then now that's a job that you need a lot of education for. There you go. That's one.
Well, is Las Vegas getting back to normal now, Tina? After, I mean, have they taken down all the, I saw on Jacob's Life in Vegas, they took down the privacy screens on the bridges. Are they taking down all the scaffolding and all that stuff?
Yes, this should be done. It should be done pretty soon. They've been working on it. They took down the overpasses that they built over Flamingo, and
weren't permanent.
No, those were just they just built them temporarily for that.
Oh, it's like scaffolding them. I didn't know that.
Yeah. But what they're going to do is they're actually going to build permanent walkways. Now that they've seen how the sports are going to build walkways over, that they had temporary ones built as well over certain paths.
Yeah, I also read that they're doing a F1, like go-kart type F1 type track down at their permanent facility there that they built down near the Sphere, I guess, or wherever it is.
Oh, at the paddock on Harmon and Cobble.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to drive fast in Las Vegas, you can go to the Las Vegas, I think it's the Las Vegas Speedway.
You can't drive anymore because of the accident.
Oh.
Yeah, you can only sit in the car with a professional driver, and the professional driver drives you.
Oh, let me ask you something. Isn't there a place south of Las Vegas Boulevard, like all the way south on the 15, where they have something like that where you can go out and drive on their own? Isn't there another?
Yes, that's where the accident happened. That's why they stopped.
Oh,
yeah, where the guy he killed himself and the professional driver.
Wow.
He slammed into the west side wall facing the 15 freeway, and the car blew up, and it blackened the whole freeway.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
A lot like what happened in Los Angeles underneath the 110. I can't believe how fast they got that 110 back up running.
Well, I was going to cite a lot.
That was actually the 10, not the 110.
Oh, it was the 10? Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say what happened in Niagara Falls. The guy had a flying spur, and he was on the way to a Kiss concert in Toronto.
Slowly I turned, by step. Oh.
No, that was the one that closed down all the bridges. And He, for whatever reason, they still haven't figured out why he was doing 100 miles an hour and hit a barrier and ended up, crashing into the bridge.
Where was it located? Where?
In Niagara Falls.
Slowly I turn, step by step.
That's the reason why you asked that question.
What question did I ask?
How much
slowly I turn, step by step. I saw, actually, I was just watching some YouTube and I saw the Three Stooges do that version on a stage. You know, they were doing it as a charity thing where they were doing it on as a stage presentation.
Was it with Curly or Shemp?
Curly.
Okay.
Moe and Curly.
There was an Abbott and Costello bit.
Abbott and Costello did it originally. Yeah.
Right.
They did?
Yeah.
Do your own research, folks. Do your own research. This is something where we could be blown. We could be making this up now.
I think Lou was in a prison cell with somebody and talking to him. Niagara Falls. Slowly I turn.
Yeah, that's where my wife, God, I lost my wife there. Yeah, that's the whole story, And then whenever he hears the word, slowly I turn, step by step. I don't think the Three Stooges would be very popular today. I'm sure that they couldn't be on. That slapstick type of humor wouldn't go over today.
No.
As well, it would be, I wonder how many organizations would protest, that kind of humor, hitting somebody on the head with a hammer.
Imagine if they try to put Corporal Klinger on the TV these days.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Things have changed.
He's on every day tonight.
Well, I know, but I mean a new show.
Well, no way.
Oh, what about All in the Family? That would be something that would never happen.
Yeah.
So, the society has changed so much, and I really believe that thou holiest than, now is just way off the hook right now. But ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages, welcoming to, the first version of Thinking Out Loud, we have Mr. Ken Porter in the room. Ken, what are you thinking right now? What's your thoughts at this moment in time?
I'm hungry and my knee hurts.
So I see you wearing your uniform today.
Oh, yeah. Went down, made an appearance. We got loaded in today for AES spring live sound training going on. In fact, Mr. Durr is supposed to be there tomorrow.
Oh, that's cool. Now, because he's no longer with Soundcraft.
No, he's
not. I don't think anybody's with Soundcraft anymore.
Not sure what's going on with them, but they dismantled everything. But he's now Mr. Allen and Heath Regional and National.
That's so cool. He's a good man, Tom Durr. I like him.
I'm supposed to also see Mike Brown either tomorrow or Friday.
Ah, I wonder what happened. Mike Brown, I guess COVID's over now and he's just too big for our show. He just can't make it.
Well, he's got a Cavalo coming up in April in Nashville. So he's kind of looking to promote that and put over things, details together for it.
Did anybody
he's done pretty well with that.
Did anybody ever figure out what that stands for?
Yeah, you could Google it. Just use your art of, we did that and we knew exactly what it was for. You just gotta use artificial intelligence. Oh, by the way, I used artificial intelligence this week to create a letter for the government for Bo's visa and basically for medical purposes. And I just, typed it into the artificial intelligence using, I think it was Bard I used. I'm not sure if it was Bard or ChatGPT. And it spit out a letter and I just made some minor changes to it, sent it to the lawyer. And the lawyer said, this is perfect. This is perfect. How did you do this? How did you come up with all this? And I said, I just used artificial intelligence. So I'm sure lawyers are really starting to freak out over the fact that artificial intelligence just might put them out of business, which would be a horrible thing for lawyers and a great thing for humanity, But just remember, that's just my opinion. as I think out loud.
How about colleges and master's and doctorate programs that use ChatGPT to write their thesis?
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a way now. I mean, they're saying the guy that created it is now saying that in 5 years, humanity will be doomed from chat. You know, I mean, right now, there's a big, you know, we don't think about it as on a day to day life. But I just read an article. What they're really afraid of is that they've got these artificial intelligent drones right now that they're using in battle in Ukraine and in Gaza, and they're basically really afraid that these things could develop their own brain and you know, like what was the
Star,
not Starlink, yeah, it wasn't Starlink, it was something like that, I forgot the name that they used in the Terminator. Anybody remember?
Putin drones.
Starlink was, it wasn't Starlink, it was something
no.
some other kind of link, but it was right. A link, you know, where the computers all got together and decided that humanity was the problem to keep Earth alive, you know, which is probably true. They just said right now, I just read today, 5 million people a year and maybe almost 8 million people a year are dying due to pollution from fossil fuels in the air.
Skynet.
I don't know how they figure that out. Skynet. That's it. Skynet. Yeah. Skynet. But you know, what are they doing about it? I mean, you know, here's something I don't understand is that General Motors announced today that they're going to stop doing autonomous driving cars because one person got killed. Meanwhile, if you look at how many accidents there are on the road and how many people die from car accidents every day, you know, you would think that they'd stop making cars completely.
That was an excuse.
You know?
General Motors, they don't make a lot of profit on their electric and especially autonomous vehicles. So
yeah,
they were looking for an excuse to get out.
You know, the interesting thing about this is that no matter how many people are dying on a daily basis, we still have more than 8 billion people in the world today and growing. Mm-hmm. Oh, and speaking of death, that just came over the wire right now. Henry Kissinger at 100 years old just died today. Just died right now.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Wow. I didn't see that.
I thought he was dead a long time ago. He was dead to me many years ago. You know, he's dead. I never talked to him again after that episode. You know, I said, Henry, I can't talk to you anymore. You're dead to me. And so
yeah,
now
it was
he's officially dead.
Yeah, one incident at the embassy and, you know, that you don't talk about because of the NDA, but, you know, some
that's
other
right.
people
I,
were there.
But now that he's dead, I wonder if my NDA with him still exists. I don't know.
Hey, listen, I had a question for you, Jan. Kenny took some weeks off for the at his gig in Vegas, you know, at the Watergate or
Westgate.
Is he back?
I don't know. I texted him the other day. He was in Vegas the other day, so he's probably working right now. Manilow's probably rehearsing right now, so he can't make it. But he went to the Sphere. Oh man, we've had a show. We almost got through the whole show without mentioning the Sphere. But no, we mentioned it earlier. Okay, so I feel vindicated now. But he went to the Sphere, and he sent me a text with a little bit of a snippet from Postcards on Earth, mm-hmm. Postcards from Earth. And he says it was very impressive. And I can imagine that it would be, because they've had so much time to put it together where they can sync the sound, the lights, the video, mm-hmm. all of that together in an enclosed environment and basically use, you know, animatronics to whatever it is that they're doing to make it perfect. So I would say that, you know, I was hoping that he would come in today and talk about it, but he must be busy. Anyway,
they turn that into a grocery store in about 5 years.
Well, do you see that they're wanting to build one in London and the mayor is trying to fight it?
Yeah,
they won't build it there. They're afraid of the light pollution. that it will create. Where in Las Vegas, there really isn't a problem with light pollution because Las Vegas is already light polluted. And so a little bit more light won't do any damage. But the reality is that the rest of the world can't handle that kind of light emulation. You know, just can't. And it's not going to happen. And it's not going to happen. The next place they're going to build a sphere will probably be one of the Mideastern countries like Saudi Arabia or Qatar or, you know.
Yeah, Abu Dhabi or whatever.
Yeah.
But
I hear Bhutan, the king of Bhutan wants one.
The follow on Kurt's comment. You know, I think they should change their name to By and Large. And if anybody's a Disney fan, you'll get that reference. So,
yeah. By the way,
evidently you're not. So,
well, speaking of Disney, I mean, Bob Iger is retiring again. You know, so he's looking for another replacement. So, if anybody in the room is looking for a job, you might want to contact him to see if you can get in a loop there. Working for Disney. Hey, Taylor Swift is going to be streaming her tour movie.
I've contracted for Disney. It's always been good. Top of the line Yamaha every time. So I can't complain. But I couldn't have, the one thing is I always had to adhere to the show file. You couldn't deviate from the show file.
That's right.
Well, you should be one of the first places because a lot of people that go to Disney have to wear diapers.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, that's not a show file, though.
Yeah. Well, one of the things they have a lot of animatrons. You know, they were the first person. Yeah, they were the first. They were first to really develop that. You know, and
Disney. You know, and one all of the those problems are on EEPROMs. You can't change that. You know, the Hall of Presidents, that's on a chip, you know, and you got to pull that out. If you want Lincoln to say something different, you pull it out, redo everything, burn it to an EEPROM, and then you put it in a circuit board. That's it. You know, there aren't no plugins or anything like that. You know, it's hardcore hardware at Disney.
One of the challenges I found working for Disney, and I've worked for Disney over the years, is that you develop a relationship because it's so big. You develop a relationship with a particular department, and then that guy gets transferred out, and boom, you're starting again from ground zero. And you have to figure out who you need to deal with to be able to get something done. And that really turned me off to working with Disney. And by the way, Disney started me in business 27 years ago. Disney put me in business, you know.
Now you're back. You said a while back, about 20 shows back, you were back doing business with Disney, weren't you?
Must have been somebody else. But then again, it's, you know, why not? Sure, I'm doing lots of business with Disney.
No, you were working with a company who's owned by Disney. That's what it was.
Oh, yeah, Fox.
Yeah.
Fox Entertainment. Yeah. Yep, that's right. We sold them S6L, I believe. I think that's what we sold them, you know. Anyway, all right. So thanks everybody for coming. Thanks everybody for watching. Remember to click the like button and share the show with people on social media. And remember, next week we are no longer calling the show the Current Event Show. It'll be Thinking Out Loud with Friends. And so bring your thoughts with you next time, especially you, Wayne. I want, remember, you're working on your bullshitting this week. I want you to bullshit at least twice a day, no matter what. Okay?
Well, I'd have to work on the bullshit bit, but
there you go. You got it down. You got it down. I love it, man. You're professional. I swear. Maybe you don't have to practice anymore. You've got it. All right. That's it. So yeah, just remember everything you heard today is an opinion. Who else wants to say anything before we say goodbye to the people?
Have a great week.
Yep.
All right. Well, I hope everybody had a happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Stay safe and healthy. We'll see you again next week. Same time, same place. Just remember, everything you heard today is an opinion. You're more than welcome to join the show. You know how to do it. So with that, remember, you make it happen. Stay safe, stay healthy, and see you again next week. Bye now. And that's it.
Bye, Bones.
And we are off the air.
Hey, Kurt.
Yeah.